94DTY Mobile.
TY, N4ZO. Hey, Matthew. Matthew. Oh, my goodness. Daniel. Wow.
I think you had the wrong call, man.
Check.
I'll wire, but I don't know if my radio is working any better. Am I breaking up?
Fine.
How's it going today? Where are you at?
23, about to get on the White Horse here in about a mile and a half.
I repeat, I don't know if it's just where I'm at or you.
Me? I'm just kidding. It's possibly me. I don't know. I'm at 123 in White Horse.
I'm over here on 385 headed towards basically Woodruff Road. How's your day going in this lovely rain?
Simple, can you copy?
I'm Mitch Shane in Gerald Geo.
Of a very low spot over here. I'm climbing back up now. Might be making it better. Hey, Tom.
Noon. I'm sitting here getting sleepy looking at the computer, and Bernice has got a lot of noise in the background, so I'll let you go ahead and talk to Daniel. Oh, there she shut it off. She's baking something as usual, Shane. Go ahead, Daniel.
Over top of you, Tom. Hey, Tom. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm over here enjoying this rain. How about you?
I'm glad we're getting it, but no, I'm not enjoying it when it's just 47 degrees outside. That kind of sucks. But thank the good Lord and Mother Nature for the rain. We sure need it. How's your day?
The same thing. I don't know if I could say I'm enjoying the rain. I know we need it, but I prefer when it rains at nighttime and then the sun comes out in the day. But I'm making it. I got a heater in the truck, and it's dry in here when I get back in.
Well, so do you have heat in your truck, or do you have an actual, like, a mobile heater?
A tractor trailer. It's got heat and air, everything, so it's fine. It's not like what I used to do in little brown package cars. Now, they do have heat, but they don't have air conditioner. They just have two doors that'll open up.
That. That's hilarious. But are you in a box truck or are you driving the tractor?
Tractor trailer, combination vehicle.
Shane, the back side of it, the rain is just a little bit to the west of Easley, and there's another little spot around Clemson. So up here around Greer, we're in kind of a hole right now. It shows on radar. Spartanburg's getting the most active. It's yellow on the WYFF4 radar. But it should be gone in probably an hour or so, looks like.
I sure hope so. Right now it doesn't look like there's any end in sight, but of course, I can't see as far as the radar does, but I'm looking forward to it finishing up.
DTY, my radio is not really working, so I'm going to step out, guys. I'll just be on the side listening. KI4DTY.
Well, your transmission's fine, Daniel.
Trouble receiving, so at least he was the other night. Thought it might be a bad coax, but I'm not sure if he changed it out or not.
The radio he's got. You know, a lot of these guys buy the Bofangs and stuff, and the front ends on them aren't what the name brands are. I'll say that for them, but they do work.
TY.
4ZLK.
And Tom, this is Elisha, Daniel's brother. Yeah, he swapped out, he got a whole new mount with new coax and everything for his antenna, swapped that out. And he's got Yaesu, the 500 mobile rig. So I don't think it's the radio. It sounds like he might just be having a connection issue, maybe like a ground plane issue or something.
Agreed. That would be a great radio. Go ahead, Shane. Good afternoon, Elijah.
Elijah, I remembered your call and your voice, but couldn't remember the name. Sorry about that. And I knew you were Daniel's brother. So, yeah, that sometimes those little bugs get in there and takes a little bit of hunting to figure it out. But I hope he works it out soon. I missed hearing him on the radio. He was gone there for a good while.
The other radio crapped out altogether. I think that was a mix of bad radio, bad antenna, and that ended up just dying. And he swapped that truck out and bought a new one, and then was in the process of trying to move things around. And so he's had a lot going on. So, yeah, I'm glad he's back on the radio. So hopefully we can get this issue figured out for him.
Peter, just take the coax loose at the radio and go back at the antenna and short it out at one end or the other and read it with an ohm meter, and then wiggle right there within 4 or 5 inches of the termination at the PL259 or whatever type of plug it has. If that ohm meter goes crazy, well, you got a problem with your connector. I don't know if he bought it prefabbed or, and it doesn't matter at times, but if it's a good quality coax with a good person like the wire man, when he puts something on, it's right. And he really makes good links for you if you want a specific length. But when you do it yourself, those things, those connectors can be a real bugger. Go ahead, Shane. This is N0TR.
That's some good advice. Yeah, I've made several ends like that myself. Put the PL259s on them, and man, I inspect very, very carefully before I screw it on to make sure there's not even one little tiny thread of a shield that I missed, because that one little piece there will short it out. And I try to be real careful. I've been successful. I've put plenty of them on there, but a lot of times you start with the simple stuff and then work your way back, and that should be able to find what the issue is. Go ahead, Elijah.
I have a feeling it's probably his connector. He did a little bit of a rush job on it, trying to get out the door. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's got an issue at the connector. But yeah, I'm sure we'll get it figured out. I know Patrick had come over with his meter previously to check out his old antenna, and it seemed like it was working fine. But I think there was a broken line in there somewhere that it wasn't picking up or something. I'm not quite sure what was going on. But I'm going to head out. I'm designated, so I'll say 73s. And it was good hearing from both of you. KI4EJY, I'll be clear.
KI4EJY and 0TR. Fine business, and pleasure's all mine, Elijah. Shane, one of the things that being an old father against radical teenagers, you know, I like to use my analog meter when I'm measuring something like that. And I'll tell you why. Because most of the time I'm by myself, and I can set that analog meter, for example, up at the head of the car and be back, clear back at the trunk, and wiggle those connections and be sure you have it on R times 1, not 100 or not 10,000. I still use my old Simpson 260. And when you're by yourself, it's a lot easier to get those readings visually. You see that meter wobble up there, and you know darn good and well you got a bad connection. But with the digitals, sometimes they're rather hard.
So there, thanks for coming in here. I agree with you. And those little digital meters, a lot of them have such short leads on them. It's even hard to use when you're checking something right there. I've got an old analog meter that was my father-in-law's. The phone company, Bell Telephone, I don't know if they gave it to him or if he bought it, but it's what he used when he was a telephone lineman. And I like that thing. It's nice and big. You can see the needles. You can read everything very well, and from a distance especially. But Tom, I'm pulling into my next stop here, so I'm going to clear out before I have to start backing into stock. Enjoyed it. You and Ms. Bernice have a good day, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, later on today. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Good to hear you. I was just sitting here at the computer, and you guys woke me up, so that's a good thing. And the mailman just comes, so I go out and get the mail in 4ZLK and 0TR clear.